जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी, गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी, यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना, यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना, जमुना तीरावन चारी, जमुना तीरावन चारी, यो राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जनवल्लभा जया गिरिवरधारी, जय गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपी जनवल्लभा जय गिरिवरधारी, जय गिरिवरधारी, हे यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना, यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना, जमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे, जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let I go to Hari Bal, Hari Bal, Hari Bal, let I go to Hari Bal. जयम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रीपतिकाचार्य स्तोत्र सतसी श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदोधार शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की श्रील प्रभुपाद की प्रभुपाद अनुगा की समवेत भक्त वृंद की नित्य गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू सिंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू सिंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू सिंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीर् उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 12 सपोज टू डू फ्रॉम टेक्स्ट 42 टू 47 सो आई विल जस्ट read the translations alone. Text 42. O descendant of Bharata Maharaj, Lord Shiva in jubilation then addressed his wife Bhavani, who is accepted by all authorities as the potency of Lord Vishnu. That's a translation. Translation for text 43. Lord Shiva said, O goddess, you have now seen the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the unborn master of everyone. Although I am one of the principal expansions of His Lordship, even I was illusioned by His energy. What then is to be said of others who are fully dependent on Maya? Text 44. Translation, when I finished performing mystic yoga for 1,000 years, you asked me upon whom I was meditating. Now, here is that Supreme Person to whom time has no entrance and who the Vedas cannot understand. A short purport. Eternal time enters anywhere and everywhere, but it cannot enter the kingdom of God. Nor can the Vedas understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is an indication of the Lord's being omnipotent, omnipresent and omniscient. Text 45. Shukadeva Goswami said, My dear King, the person who bore the great mountain on his back for the churning of the ocean of milk is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead known as Sharangadhvana. I have now described to you his prowess. Text 46. The endeavor of one who constantly hears or describes this narration of the churning of the ocean of milk will never be fruitless. Indeed, chanting the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the only means to annihilate all sufferings in this material world. And this is text 47? Okay. Text 47, that's on the board. Asad avishayam angrim bhavagamyam prapannan. Amritam amaravariyan ashayat sindhu matyam. Kapata yuvati vesho mohayan yah surasurim. Tam aham upasrishtanam kamapuram natosmi. Asad avishyam mangrim bhavagamyam prapannan. Amritam amaravaryanashayat sindhumathyam. கபட யுவதி வேஷோ மோஹயன் யஹ சுராரீம் தம்மஹம் உபசிருஷ்டானாம் காமபூரம் நதோஸ்மி. அசத் அவிஷயம் அங்க்ரீம் பாவகம்யம் ப்ரபன்னான் அம்ருதம் அமரவர்யான் ஆஷயத் சிந்து மத்யம். கபட யுவதி வேஷோ மோஹயன் யஹ சுராரீம் தம்மஹம் உபசிருஷ்டானாம் காமபூரம் நடோஸ்மி. Ladies, Matajis, அசத் அவிஷயம் நாட் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் பை தி ஏதீஸ்ட்ஸ் அங்க்ரீம் அண்ட் டு தி லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட் ஆஃப் த சுப்ரீம் பர்சனாலிட்டி ஆஃப் காட் ஹெட் பாவகம்யம் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் பை டிவோட்டீஸ் பிரபன்னான் ஃபுல்லி சரண்டர்ட் அம்ருதம் த நெக்டர் அமரவரியான் ஒன்லி அன்டு த டெமிகாட்ஸ் ஆஷயத் கேவ் டு ட்ரிங்க் சிந்து மத்யம் ப்ரொடியூஸ்ட் ஃப்ரம் தி ஓஷன் ஆஃப் மில்க் கபட யுவதி வேஷ அப்பியரிங் ஆஸ் அ ஃபால்ஸ் யங் கேர்ள் மோஹயன் கேப்டிவேட்டிங் யஹ ஹி ஹூ சுர அரீன் த எனிமீஸ் ஆஃப் த டெமிகாட்ஸ் தாம் அன்டு ஹிம் அஹம் ஐ உபசிருஷ்டானாம் ஆஃப் த டிவோட்டீஸ் காமபூரம் ஹூ ஃபுல்ஃபில்ஸ் ஆல் டிசையர்ஸ் நத அஸ்மி ஐ ஆஃபர் மை ரெஸ்பெக்ட்ஃபுல் ஒபேசன்சஸ். Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation: assuming the form of a young woman and thus bewildering the demons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead distributed to His devotees, the demigods, the nectar produced from the churning of the ocean of milk. Unto that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who always fulfills the desires of His devotees, I offer my respectful obeisances. Purport: the instruction of this narration concerning the churning of the milk ocean is clearly manifested by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although He is equal to everyone, because of natural affection He favors His devotees. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Samoham sarva bhuteshu name dvesho asti na priyah ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya mayi te teshu chapyaham. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. This partiality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is natural. A person cares for his children not because of partiality, but in a reciprocation of love. The children depend on the father's affection, and the father affectionately maintains the children. Similarly, because devotees do not know anything but the lotus feet of the Lord is always prepared to give protection to His devotees and fulfill their desires. He therefore says, Kaunteya pritijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 12th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Mohini Murti Incarnation Bewilders Lord Shiva. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmayi Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganaragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sakitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Happy to be here with all of you. Under the lotus feet of Shishi Radha Madhava Panchatattva Srila Prabhupada. Of course, I'm in between some intense meetings, and this is a breath of fresh air that I can share with you a little bit from the Srimad Bhagavatam. In between the managerial affairs of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Actually, it's pretty meaningful. Here we are reading a culmination of the entire pastime and all those wonderful instructions that are coming to us. So a summary is the last few shlokas that we read. And particularly the peak is the coming of the Lord in His beautiful form as Mohini. He also came as a tortoise. He became Ajita, holding the Mandara mountain. Several incarnations occurred here. And it was a big assembly of all the demigods, the demons, all working with a common purpose, with a common interest to get nectar. But many things happened. Although intentions are initially focused, as performance occurs, many things happen. It's mentioned that your real nature will come out when the rubber hits the road. When you start performing, it will manifest itself. So the demons, although they struck a truce, but the demigods, under their very intelligent advice of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they were thinking, as mentioned by Prabhupada here in the purports, that the demigods were weak and we will work with them, get the nectar, and because you're weak, we can defeat them and take away the nectar too. This was their materialistic intention. So this amazing pastime gives us a lot of understanding human nature and the psychology of a conditioned soul. That both the demons and the demigods, Krishna explains, samoham sarva bhuteshu. Actually, Krishna says, is equal to the demons and the demigods. And both of them offer their worship. In temples in India, in a place in Guruvayur, the Lord is taken on a procession, it's called Siveli, around. And the first round of the Siveli, you can see the beat changes completely. And they explained to me that it's the asuras who are giving this welcome to the Lord and taking him around. It is their offering. And the next come will come the demigods. When the demigods come, they come with all instruments, all far out music and all comes through. But the demigods have a different type of just one drum and one kartal. And they have a different beat. The Lord is equally accepting, even if the demons would offer their worship. And so he was apparently equal to the demons and the devatas. But he knew that the demigods were actually very loyal to him. They were his devotees. Asurastat viparyayaha dvabhuta sargaloke asmin daiva asura evacha. Both the devas and the asuras, but the asuras are definitely going to always act in opposite interest to that of the Lord. That is the why they are called asuras. So they will always do so. And that is because they are foolish, Krishna explains. They are foolish, that's why they would do so. And because they would do that, you will be the beneficiaries. And don't get angry, don't do anything while these things are happening. I know the conclusion, I will actually make you the beneficiary. And this way Krishna gave an advice to the demigods, and the demigods performed this amazing thing. And while they're doing the churning of the ocean, so many things happened, so many wonderful things happened. The churning of the ocean first of all produced the poison, Kalakuta poison. And then came various gifts which the demons ran and took. The Apsaras, Uchaishava, horse, Airavata, Surabhi cow, Lakshmi even, Parijata flower. All sorts of wonderful gifts came out of the churning. And they were all taken. But the prize offering, the prize gift was the Amrit, elixir of life. And that when it came, the demons quickly jumped in and snatched it away from Dhanavantri and just ran away. Although the game was being played very nicely, we'll all share things together. Okay, fine. Right at the end, the demons just showed what they were really. They snatched the Amrit and left. You know, small kids, when they play a game, when they play football or they play some game, they take the ball and run away. They take the football and run away. And there's no more kicking of the ball, there's no more goals, there's no more game, there's no more fun. They take the ball and run away. So the demons actually took the Amrit and ran away. No game. Game is closed. We got the Amrit. And that's when the Lord, as He had promised, He appeared as in a very beautiful form. You see, this is a very rare form of the Lord. He appearing as a female Mohini, bewildering beauty. So, even otherwise, in the material world, the creation is such that the form of the woman is very bewildering to the man. And so when Krishna Himself appears in that form, with an intention of bewildering, then how beautiful and bewildering would it be? It was very bewildering, and there's a wonderful description of Mohini, and how the demons were completely lost. And with one a little trick, Krishna could assume the form of a beautiful woman and totally bewilder the mind of the demons. They were completely lost that they handed over the Amrit to Mohini. So much so that our prized possession for which we worked so hard, we had all the poisonous fumes coming out of the mouth of Vasuki. We sustained all that. We got burnt. We got charred. And all that hard work we did churning the Mandara mountain. And finally we thought we got it. We even stole it from Dhanvantri. We even snatched it away. Completely against the rules of the game. But you look so wonderful. You must be the person who should equally distribute it amongst us. Because we are fighting amongst ourselves. You see, they were fighting among themselves. Who will possess the Amrit? Who will take the Amrit? And when Mohini came, they forgot about the Amrit. Now who will take Mohini? Who will enjoy Mohini? And each one of them went and started wooing Mohini. You know who I am? I'm so and so. I'm sure that you like me very much. And each one started serenading and wooing Mohini. And she, with all her wonderful seductive glances, she actually came for the Amrit and took the Amrit. The demons became so foolish that, bewildered by the beauty of Mohini, they even handed over the whole fruit of all their labor to Mohini and said, "You distribute, you must know the best. You are so equal to everybody, you look so wonderful." This is illusion. This is illusion. They handed over. And Mohini, as usual, she said coquettishly, showed her wonderful charms, and then she made the demons and the asuras sit either side, and she made sure that the asuras would get no amrit, and only the demons and only the devas will get. See, and here the capping is, after all that is done and the asuras are cheated, the devas got all the amrit as per the guarantee of the Lord. And then the amazing thing is, Lord Shiva, wanting to see that beautiful form, and he getting bewildered by the beauty of Mohini. We are in that chapter. This is like the summary of it, as we read. We can learn various things from that. That in our desire, the Goswamis and Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur have explained that Amrit, pure love of God, Prema, is not so easy to get. It's a great labor of love through sadhana bhakti. And finally, adau shraddha tata prema advidanchati sadhakana mayam premnah pradur bhave krama kramena, gradually you get. So there's a beautiful description of all the meditation they did, all the directions they got, and how they struck a truce, and then they labored together to get Amrit, something similar to us getting pure love of God after performing sadhana under the instructions of the acharya and patiently going through it and not getting diverted by anything and everything that comes as perks. Lots of perks come in between. When you perform devotional service, you get perquisites. You become famous. You become well known. You become adored because you speak and you're on a podium and you are glorified. You get gifts, you get assets, you get money. You get so many things. But a devotee, because his intention is to serve Krishna purely and to achieve love of God, it doesn't get waylaid by any of these other perquisites. It doesn't go away with those perks. He remains fixed on getting the Amrit. He remains fixed on getting pure love of God. Doesn't settle for anything lesser. See? That's the speciality. Similarly, they've also mentioned that the Srimad Bhagavatam offers many things to everybody. You can read it. And you can, according to the platform of your own consciousness and according to where you are, you can actually think, this is it. This is what the Bhagavatam is actually giving me. So, it's mentioned, the Goswamis have mentioned that the Bhagavatam is also like Mohini Murti. We are reading wonderful things. And we're reading the Lord telling the demons, you will get your swarga back, you'll get your kingdom back, you can even enjoy if you simply listen to these things, which I'm telling you. And they're actually doing that. Although they can get pure love of God offered to them by the Lord, they are settling for something lesser. They're actually settling for getting our kingdom back, getting our positions back. But the Bhagavatam actually offers love of God. Although there's description of many things and many different types of fruits that you can get. If you read the Gajendra Moksha prayers, you will not get bad dreams anymore. Dushvapna you will not get. It's mentioned. If you read Dhruva Maharaja's Charita, you'll get this benefit. You will read this, you'll get this benefit. But devotees know that this is not the benefit that I want. This is not the Apsara, this is not Uchaishava, this is not the Airavata, this is not what I want. They come out of it. Those are byproducts. My main manufacturer is love of God through my sadhana, through my devotional service, through my endeavor to actually awaken love within my heart, which I have dormant inside me for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So devotee is focused on getting pure love. And he can mine it out of the Bhagavatam. Any incident, any leela that is mentioned there, because of his love for the Lord, he connects it up with the Lord. He's never disconnected. He's always in ecstasy. Even if these type of instructions are given, he knows why they are given. Parokshavadavedoyam balanam anusashanam karma mokshaya karmani vidagde agadham yatha. That parokshavada mamacha priyam. Krishna is saying that this truth about the prema, about love of God, is not easily understood and not easily directly given by me. I like it to be mentioned indirectly. In the Bhagavatam, it's parokshavadam. It is to be mined only by devotees. Only by the pure devotees of the Lord. Nirmat saranam satam. Only they can actually access it. So when we hear these wonderful verses of churning of the ocean, we can assume that the demigods were favored by the Lord. They went back to enjoy in Swarga and do their little duties. Why can't we also similarly pray to the Lord, get me free from the instant problems that I have. Forget the long term. So devotees are always challenged with instant boons, and the materialists are challenged with the instant gratification. Against long-term, Shreyas and Prayas. But the devotees always look for the long-term benefit of pure love of God, Bhakti. And the Lord is also knowing that that my devotees will actually stand up to it. And so he puts them to various tests, but they actually come out successfully in flying colors, only desiring pure devotion to the Lord. You see? So demigods became successful because they followed the instructions of the Lord. If we follow the instructions of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, we also become recipients of pure love, Krishna consciousness, prema, prema pumarto mahan. This is a powerful lesson that we can learn. Initially, all the poison comes out of us. When we perform sadhana, we get a lot of things happening to us. And some of them, they get even distressed and they get even disturbed. And they may even give up their Krishna consciousness. But quite often, people, they pursue under the association of devotees and actually achieve something much greater. They go past the poison, they go past all the gifts and all the allurements, and then they go to pure love of God, where they get pure amrita. This is the success of the devotee. That is why, Kaunteya Pratijanahi Name Bhakta Pranishati, my devotee will never perish. I will guide him through devotional service and he will achieve the highest. Pure love of God. So this is Lord Chaitanya's instructions to us. That don't settle for anything less. That's why throughout the Bhagavatam we get to know that you should not simply be good. You should actually be best. Human life is meant for that. In my younger days I was told, good, better, best, never let it rest. Until the good becomes better and the better becomes best. And that's what the Bhagavatam says. It says that Tyaktva Swadharmam Charanam Bhujam Harer Bhajan Apakavo Atapate Tato Yadi Yatrakva Vabhadram Abud Amushukim Kovarta Apto Abhajatam Swadharmataha. If you give up your Swadharma, which makes you a good man, which makes you a person follower of the Varnashrama principles, executing your duties nicely, known well as a dutiful person. But, Tyaktva Swadharmam Charanam Bhujam Harer, somebody gives up those wonderful duties and holds on to the lotus feet of the Lord. And not only that, he even fails in doing holding on to the Lord's lotus feet also properly. Bhajan apakavo atapate tato yadi. He does apakva bhajan, not properly rendering devotional service, and falls down from his devotional service. The Bhagavatam says, so what? Yatrakva va bhadrama buddh amushyakim. It is better than rendering duties properly according to Varnashrama, is to attempt and fail in pure devotional service. Abhajatam swadharmataha. Don't be one who does not worship the Supreme Lord and just performs duties alone. So Bhagavatam is asking us to be the best, not settle for good. In the world outside, in management, they tell you the good is often the enemy of the best. Quite often, you know, devotees become, from some other faith, they become Krishna conscious. And then they understand, now only I'm understanding what Hinduism is. And they settle for Hinduism. They get married peacefully and they have a nice, you know, climate around them. They have new relatives and friends and they get to know what is Hinduism. They're no more bothered about pure love of God. They just settle for it. So we are told in this pastime that you should settle actually for the Supreme Personality of Godhead's unalloyed love. That's a powerful lesson that comes forth from here. And then comes the amazing pastime of the bewilderment of Lord Shiva. How even Lord Shiva is bewildered. He asks for it. He asks for wanting to actually see Mohini. And Krishna mercifully shows his form to Lord Shiva. See, the form, the beautiful form of the Lord is one thing. The beautiful form of a woman is another thing for a conditioned soul. Both are put into one here. బలం మే పశ్య మాయా స్త్రీ మాయా బలినో దిశాం యక్కరోతి పదాక్రాంతం భ్రూవి జింబ్రేన కేవలం. దేవహూతి ఇస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్, కపిల ఇస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ టు దేవహూతి, బివేర్ మై మాయా, మై ఎనర్జీ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ అ ఉమన్. స్త్రీ మాయా బలినో దిశాం, వెరీ పవర్ఫుల్. యక్కరోతి పదాక్రాంతం, she can bring great personalities to her feet. Bruvi jimbrena kevalam, simply by moving the eyebrows. Bruvi jimbrena kevalam, kevalam, just with a stroke of the eyebrows, just a movement of the eyebrows. And in that purport, Prabhupada first starts explaining Cleopatra and Caesar. How Cleopatra, Caesar was head over heels fallen for Cleopatra, and how she actually had power over Caesar. I remember my younger days being taken from school to see this historical movie, Julius Caesar, and how Julius Caesar is coming with his entire army to see Cleopatra in her kingdom, and then how when all his generals and all of them come inside the wonderful palace, then Cleopatra is standing and everybody has to bow down to Cleopatra, the queen. But Caesar is not bowing down because he's the emperor of Rome. But she's indicating to Caesar that he should bow down. It's an amazing scene. And then Caesar is very embarrassed to actually do it. And all his generals and chief soldiers are thinking, don't do it. You are our emperor, don't do it. It's a type of expression on their face. But Caesar is looking around at his great generals and he looks at Cleopatra, who puts her eyes down and kicks the pillow to him for him to kneel down. And then he kneels down on there, and there is a moan coming out of all the soldiers who are following him, and they moan and they also kneel down. The power of Cleopatra over the emperor Caesar, he submits himself to Cleopatra, although he's an emperor. And Prabhupada is describing that in the purport. How powerful is my creation in the form of a woman? I can completely control you. So Krishna's maya is very powerful. He's seeing himself. And then he chooses to come in that form as an avatar. And he takes that form. How powerful it would be. He samples it to us. Even Lord Shiva gets bewildered. Conditioned souls get bewildered here by his manifestation in a different way. But there, when he comes as Mohini, even Lord Shiva. Just previously in this Leela, Lord Shiva drank poison and showed his great capacity that he can take the entire poison that came out of the churning of the milk ocean into his palms and drink it. And Shukadeva Goswami tells us, nobody can do this. You be a fool. Vinashyati maudyat yata arudram abdijam visham. You be a fool if you think you could do the same thing like Lord Shiva, who completely destroy yourself. Such a great service Lord Shiva did to everybody. He drank all the poison. Amazing personality. So powerful. But when Mohini came, he was totally down. He was completely bewildered. So we sometimes perform heroic deeds with our talents in the material world. And we become famous, known very well. Maybe on social media you got so many thousands of likes for a nice show you put up, for a talent show, or your video, your song, your whatever. You're very famous. And we have those type of talents and capabilities. But when you come headlong, face to face with Krishna's powerful maya, you're completely stripped of all your energies, all your talents. Only Krishna consciousness can save you. Only Krishna consciousness can save you. That's a powerful lesson that Lord Shiva is having. And he's saying this to Uma. Look at the energy, the powerful illusory energy of the Lord, my dear Uma, that even I can get bewildered. Even I can get bewildered. You asked me, I was meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You asked me, Lord Shiva meditates on Sankarsana. And I told you, that same Supreme Lord has appeared here. And if he wants to bewilder anybody, he can do so. Even me. I'm considered to be the most sober, dhira. So it's amazing potency of the Lord. Mama maya duratyaya mameveye prapadyante maya etam tarantide. Krishna is explaining that. So here, we have pure devotional service given to us, and simultaneously we are also in touch with the whole world and the amazing creation of the Lord with his bewildering potency. We are consistently supposed to make choices. Both the demons and the demigods are symbolic representations of the constant pushing of the mind that we have for instant gratification that we can get in the form of Mohini, so that we just take from Mohini, forget the nectar, let's have Mohini. After all the labor I go through, forget the nectar, forget love of God, and let's have instant gratification in the form of associating with the Mohini. Instant gratification versus Krishna conscious final benefit of getting pure love. That is not cheap. That's not cheap. All the devas came to Parikshit Maharaj and offered him Amrit and told him, we'll give you life. You've just been cursed that you will die. We'll give you eternal life. Here is Amrit. And Parikshit Maharaj rejected that. And he said, what is that compared to the Amrit that I'm hearing? Shukadeva Maharaj's Bhagavatam that I'm hearing. Wonderful pastimes. This is nothing, tinsel, compared to what I'm hearing. Take it away. Take it away. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving this pure Amrit. So precious, so valuable. In the chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Not only that, he's also enjoying that Amrit and coming and showing you it's so enjoyable by his pastimes. He's showing that. And if you have this love of God and if you have a taste for it, then you will have such good relations with everybody, including the asuras. Dhira, adhira janapriyo. There's no question of asura and sura in this. Once you start enjoying Amrit, the chanting of the holy name, see? That is why devotees who enjoy pure devotional service, pure Bhagavad Dharma, they don't actually care for anything. In fact, they become maddened. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown that. Sometimes people do think that the Hare Krishna devotees are very exclusivist, very separatist, and they are enjoying something on their own. In India, all the Hindus and the ruling government and all of them think that you guys are Hindus, but you're very separate. You're different. You're actually different. Why don't you step up and help us? There's a lot of respect for Krishna conscious devotees, but a feeling that they don't mix. Although they actually mix, but they don't mix. Their interests. They mix with you, they'll talk to you, they'll sell you a book, they'll give you prasad, they'll give you everything. But they really don't mix in terms of consciousness mixing with you. They just touch and go. Until you are also one of them who actually relishes the holy name, then they mix with you. They're very selective about where they'll invest their consciousness and their association. That's the amazing nature of devotees. They are actually very different. In fact, Lord Chaitanya said this to Ramananda Rai. All these things that we discussed, promise me you won't tell anybody about this. Because people will think we are mad. I am one madman, you are another. People won't understand this. Parivartha jano yata tatava nanamukuro na vishamayama harirasa madira matadi matha bhuvivilithamo nathamo nirvishamaha a beautiful shloka that says, let the general populace say what they want. I don't care. I am just Hari Rasa Madira Matani Madha. I am simply maddened by Hari Rasa, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, and I am going to romp around, roll in the dust of Vrindavan and Mayapur, and I don't care what people think. From a beautiful shloka. I don't care what people think. And even the Alwars in South India have mentioned, these devotees of the Lord, they will spring up like grasshoppers and jump up till their knees touch their chin and roll in the ground in ecstasy and chanting of the holy name. So devotees have that exclusive benefit of the Amrit, the love of Godhead. And they can indulge in it. Why will they go for any instant gratification? Let it be Apsaras, let it be Surabhi, let it be Airavata, let it be the Parijata flower. None of those things actually attract them. Because they have developed the taste. They developed the taste of the association of devotees. They developed the taste of Hari Rasa Madira. This is our greatness. This is the amazing gift bought by Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to anybody and everybody. This is the real Amrit. And it is given actually very cheaply because of the will of the Supreme Lord who has appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore it is our great duty to actually not see whether they are asuras or not and hand it over to anybody and everybody. Om Tat Sat Srila Prabhupada Ki Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Nittai Gaura Premanande. Got meetings to go to. Thank you very much. Any comments or any question? Yes, Mataji.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for giving the ultimate goal of attaining the love of Godhead through study of the Bhagavatam. Since this is the end of this episode of Churning of the Ocean, I thought I'll share that this Churning of the Ocean is also compared for how one should study the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the first canto, it's mentioned one should churn the Bhagavatam to attain this goal that you've been mentioning. So how should we churn? So it's mentioned, there are several times, actually three times in the Bhagavatam, how one should study the Bhagavatam. It's in the association one should study. And Srila Prabhupada always mentions one should study from different angles of vision. So this is what I wanted to share, that this churning of the ocean is actually also given as a process of how one should study by churning the Srimad Bhagavatam to get the nectar of love of God that you're mentioning. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Yes. Om Tat Sat. Srila Prabhupada. Oh, you got a question, Prabhu? Yeah. Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhu. You got the mic here?
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Jai Maharaj. A small point about that nectar is supposed to be eternal life for the demigods, but it's a short period of time, really. I mean, it's described in other places, it's only 350 million years.
How do you hear it?
So it's not eternal. Even the demigods have to die. Yeah. Even Rahu's going to take his turn, he'll die also.
Yes.
Hare Bo.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Oh, you have a question? Okay, thank you. Srila Prabhupada Ki Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Nittai Gaura Premanande.